registrar's office, but now she works in the, oh, the sustentation office, and they keep records of the donations that come into SMU, you know.
I worked in the auditor's office and at the university 7 years,
mm-hmm.
and then registrar's office, and all were in the same building.
You know, you were talking about, was it a niece who has, who studied French in school?
My granddaughter, and she spent a semester in Paris with her family.
Yeah, oh, that would be so nice.
Uh-huh.
Well, my mother-in-law studied French in college, and I don't think she remembers any of it now.
Well, Eris, the mother, my son's wife, majored in the languages, and she majored in Spanish, spent her summers down in Mexico,
yeah.
and with the Mexican students down there that have exchange students, you know. And but when she and she and Grady went to Europe, she said, they're she said she couldn't understand a word they said.
Funny.
And she could read it, of course.
Yeah.
And I know when I was in, when we were in Paris on my trip, a woman and her husband were with me, and she could read French. She could read it, and she knew just where she was going and said everything. But when it came to talking to them,
yeah.
they just have so many different ways of speaking in those things than you learn in books.
That's true. You know, my foreign students are that way, too, because I get a student who can read real well and who can understand real
mm-hmm.
well, but who can't, well, opposite problem, they can understand me, but they can't talk,
mm-hmm.
and they can't make themselves understood to me.
Mm-hmm. And you're teaching, of course, at the university now.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I finished this spring.
Mm-hmm.
And the most awful thing happened. There was one student in my class who didn't do anything. I mean, he just didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't turn in his work. He didn't come to class. He showed up maybe once every 2 weeks. And so I didn't have any choice. I had to give him an F. And mm-hmm. I hated it, but,
mm-hmm.
I mean, he just didn't do the work,
yeah.
you know. Well, his best friend lives in my apartment complex.
Uh-huh.
And last night, I was standing outside talking to a bunch of friends, and here he comes.
Mm.
I was so embarrassed because I know he's already gotten his grades, and I
mm-hmm.
know he knows he failed,
mm-hmm.
you know. But he walked right by me, and I had to speak, you
mm-hmm.
know, oh, hi. And he went, hi. And this went, oh, how embarrassing. Mm.
Well, I know, you know, I told you, my brother was over in the chemistry department
mm-hmm.
for nearly 40 years. Those foreign students get by with, and especially the Mexican, something they don't want to understand. If they don't have their lesson up, that, well, we don't understand what lesson you wanted, you know.
Yeah,
that's
yeah, I get
study. It. They, he says they get by with a whole lot.
Yeah, I get that too in my class. It's harder for them to get by with it in my class, though, because everybody's a foreign student.
Mm-hmm.
Not just a few. Everybody's a foreign student, and I say, well, everybody else understood it, you know,
uh-huh.
and they're not native speakers either. Why didn't you understand it?
Uh-huh.
If you didn't understand it, you should have come and asked me.
Uh-huh.
But they say that.
And he said they'd forget to bring back equipment and all that, you
uh-huh.
know, all that. Kind of, sorry, irresponsible.
Uh-huh.
I guess when anybody's away from their own home, they're not as, don't feel as responsible as I do.
Probably, that's true, yeah. Okay, what would you say if you're saying goodbye and you're leaving somebody's house after dark?
Good night.
Okay. If you started to work before daylight, you'd say we started to work before?
We worked from dawn till dark.
Okay. What's another word for dawn?
What?
What's another word for dawn?
Daybreak.
Okay. You